My name is Jordan Abel. I'm a Nisga'a writer from BC. The main geography for me in the place of scraps, I think, is Vancouver as a city, in part because I was born there, but also in part because I never lived there and had to return there as an adult in this place that, in many ways, I felt like I was supposed to feel very intimately familiar with those spaces, particularly in the ways that I'd heard about my parents navigating those spaces. But also coming to it, as a stranger, unfamiliar with that geography. The other spaces that I think about a lot in this work are the spaces that exist for Indigenous forms of arts in the city of Vancouver. In particular, like the way that Indigenous art seems to be strategically positioned within the city, and what that says about the function of Indigenous arts and the pathway that Indigenous artists are attempting to navigate.
I think I want to skip to this question first, because
Okay.
what you said about pathways and about the place of Indigenous art, and also the kind of negotiations that you have to make with and sometimes a very transactional nature, right, of how art is treated in cities in a sense. One of the pages of the book that really struck me again is that "Please stay out of totem pole area, part of place of scraps," which really made me think about who's in control of the art, who's in control of that space, thinking about the governmentality of it, and thinking about how your book tries to almost, in some senses, wrest back control. What is the meaning of the art in this space? What is the meaning of the totem pole in this space? What is the meaning of this space, just generally, right? I'd love to hear more about, what struck you when you took that photo, and how you sort of came to incorporate it in your work.
I think the first thing, as an intergenerational survivor of residential schools and as a person who grew up severed from my Indigenous community, I think encountering those totem poles in that way with that sign that says "Please stay out of the totem pole area," I think is like that particular moment and photograph felt like a microcosm of my experience of indigeneity, and seemed to run in parallel to the legacies of colonial violence that disrupt Indigenous forms of knowledge and art from generation to generation. That's one way that I think about it. I think the other way that I think about that space is, I guess, like through the city of Vancouver's, I guess, intentions to display indigeneity in Stanley Park, which is an area that, I think it is a really complicated area because, the Indigenous peoples who originally occupied that space were, of course, forcibly removed from that area, but the park itself really has this, like, there's this really kind of the complicated line that it walks, where it wants to present itself as this kind of, natural, untouched, space, that, was there before, that mythical, like, before Indigenous peoples. There's this myth of, like, the preservation, I think, that surrounds that park. And to have that area specifically to say, like, okay, here's this selection of totem poles that we've curated to represent the complex history, the complex, like, artistic traditions of the Indigenous peoples of the Pacific Northwest, in like 15 poles or something. That's so complicated. And that space is further complicated, I think, by the fact that it's a tourist spot. There is like every time I'm there, they actually have, like, there's a parking lot right outside that space where there's these enormous long parking spots that are for tour buses. And those buses stop there all the time, and there's constantly people just, showing up and taking pictures. And, it's very much like part of the cultural tourism that Vancouver is interested in. And I wonder about my own place in relation to that kind of tourism and to the kind of gaze that those poles are subjected to. And I wonder about my relationship to those poles and how I should interact with them and be present there in that space or not be.